You're listening to The Real in Relationships with host Carol Gilmore on the CWR Network.
Hello, and welcome to The Real in Relationships with Carol. Today's topic, we're going to be discussing whether or not your spouse is too sensitive. So have you ever heard the phrase, you're just too sensitive? And if you have heard it, how does it make you feel about yourself? Maybe insecure, embarrassed, or even silly? The author of The Highly Sensitive Person, Elaine Aron, reports that 15 to 20% of the population has a sensitive nervous system. So today I have a guest and his wife calling in from Atlanta, and we're going to talk with them about how one being more sensitive than the other affects the relationship. So let's introduce them. Callers, are you there with me? Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Okay. So tell my listeners who you are, and we'll get into the topic after we hear your intros.
All
Mrs.
right.
Royce,
well,
would you like to take that?
I sure will, Mr. Royce. I am Qualina Royce, and I am an event and meeting planner. I'm an entrepreneur based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I plan and produce meetings and events, and I have been married for 17 years to the wonderful Sean Royce, and I'll let you take it from there, Sean. Thank you for having us, Ms. Gilmore.
Thank you for being my guest. My name is
Sean Royce, and I am also an entrepreneur. I am a real estate broker. The name of my company is Karma Realty Group. Please feel free to check out my website, karmarealtygp.com, for all of your home needs in the Atlanta, in and around the Atlanta area. And I'm glad Mrs. Royce took care of all of the how long we've been married stuff, because I'm really bad at that.
Well, that's going to be my lead-in. So thank you guys both for joining me. And so, Sean, I appreciate your transparency in saying that Mrs. Royce is the one who handles those sort of things. So which one would you say is the more sensitive one in the marriage?
I think we can both be sensitive at times, but I guess generally speaking, I would say that Qualina would probably be the more sensitive one.
Oh, that's interesting. So, Qualina?
I'm going to qualify his statement and say, yes, I believe that I am. I know that I am the more sensitive in the relationship. I'm sensitive, yes, and I'll own that.
Okay. So tell me, after 17 years of marriage and happy anniversary, I know you guys just had an anniversary that passed this past weekend, I believe. So congratulations. After 17 years, what are some things that you guys have found work for you in helping you to overcome that sensitivity?
Well, we're going under the assumption that we've overcome them.
Okay.
It's a work in progress, Carol.
I think it is very much a work in progress. I think for first and foremost, defining what sensitivity is in the relationship, I think understanding what that looks like to each of us is very helpful. I know when I'm feeling a little bit sensitive, I tend to get quiet and you know, just ponder, and of course things become bigger and bigger than they really are. Whereas Mr. Royce, I think, just kind of, you know, jokes about it, and you know, he'll just keep going, and I'm going further into my quiet realm while he is taking it and running with it, for lack of a better word. So I think for me, just looking at what sensitivity looks like and then trying to understand and look at the triggers and the warning signs for me, you know, I don't want to say that being sensitive in a relationship is bad because somebody has to be the more sensitive of the two. So I definitely don't want to give that a negative connotation. I think it's great. I think it's how we overcome it and how we deal with it, which is, I think, is what you're leading to, is how we win in the situation.
Right. Well, I will tell you that I agree with you. I don't believe that being the more sensitive one or being sensitive in general in the relationship is a bad thing, especially when you learn how to navigate that, especially because that's part of life. As I was referring to earlier, there's a really great book that I recommend to a lot of my clients in my work as a counselor with Authentic Balance Counseling in McKinney, Texas. And it's called The Highly Sensitive Person by Elaine Aron. And one of the things that she talks about is that 15 to 20% of people have that over, quote unquote, sensitivity gene, and that it has its advantages and disadvantages. When a person is sensitive, it makes them very self-aware. I like the fact that you're able to recognize that in the relationship, you are the one that tends to be more sensitive. I'd like to hear a little bit from Sean for my male listeners, because typically the women tend to be the more sensitive ones in the relationship. How do you find or how have you found is the best way to help you manage that, being with a life partner and recognizing that she can be sensitive in certain situations?
Good question. I would say that being able to recognize when you know, she mentioned that she sometimes will get quiet rather than talk about it. So being able to kind of recognize when she's going to that quiet place to know that there's something else going on and trying to communicate about it and say, hey, you know, I noticed X, Y, and Z. Is there something that we need to talk about? And that doesn't always work, but that's, I think that's one of the ways to at least throw it out there to suggest that, you know, I am aware that there is something going on and perhaps you'd like to talk and discuss it with me.
Okay.
So that's one of the things I think that coping mechanisms I would say that I've tried to use.
I think that's fair. That's actually great advice. I actually had a question that came in that said that men are way too sensitive and how do I deal with this? So since you're doing such a great job so far, can you tell me from a male perspective, and I know that you said that you're not necessarily the most sensitive one in this relationship, but being around other guys that are sensitive, how do you deal with that? Because men typically communicate side to side and women communicate face to face. So when you're dealing with a guy that's sensitive, how do you deal with that?
You mean in a male-to-male relationship? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Like, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one, Carol. I mean, that's a toughie because, I mean, men, especially the circle of males that I know of, typically we do not, we're not discussing our feelings in any given conversation. It's rare that another male friend will say, hey, man, I'm really feeling such and such about, you know, my wife, girlfriend, whatever.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, I think we typically keep our conversations to things that are not emotional when we're around each other, typically.
Okay.
And it's not a, you know what I mean? I think we'll have, you probably won't even know that someone is feeling some kind of way about something unless you're talking about, you know, what happened in the game last night and we're somehow starting to have an argument about what LeBron did last night. You
okay.
know what I mean? When it doesn't warrant that type of intensity.
Okay.
But,
I asked that, Sean, and thank you for that input, because in hearing that from women, I think that as women, sometimes we can make the assumption that men are not sensitive because it's not something that we're used to. And when they come across as being sensitive, we don't know what to do with that as women.
Well, I think when a male is showing sensitivity, I think it makes them vulnerable, or may make them feel vulnerable. That's not to say that
they can't. Typically a place that we'd like to be in.
Yeah. Right, and that's not to say that it can't be, it shouldn't be, those feelings shouldn't be evoked, but like Sean said, I don't think that they really would. I think you could do a whole show on that, but I don't think that men really would share. You know what
okay.
I mean? I think it's not in the blueprint, if you will.
Okay.
And,
you know,
again, this is we're talking in generalities here. Not, you know, I'm
yes.
sure there's some who are more comfortable with you know, voicing how they feel about things.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
More so than others.
So, are there times? Qualina, are there times where you recognize, even though he says he's not the quote sensitive one, are there times that you recognize when he is being sensitive?
Of course. I know when something is bothering him, or when it all is not right in his world. I definitely know that. I don't think I look at it as he's being sensitive. I think that it's just, you know, it's a day. He's having a moment. He's having, you know, he's processing. But I think
that's
for
interesting.
Women,
so I apologize. I don't mean to cut you off, but I found what you just said very interesting. So you don't classify it as him being sensitive.
Exactly.
Which
that's
what it actually is. but
yeah.
Is
yeah,
that
but
because
for,
he's a male?
I don't know. I think it's because he's mine.
Be.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's I don't know. I don't know if I just use like I don't think we would come across in a conversation, and I don't think he would say to me, you know what, I don't think I would say to him, are you feeling sensitive about something? I wouldn't say that. Or
okay.
He'd say it to me. I'd say something like, what's wrong? What's going on? Do you want to talk about it? Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think
Mr.
that's pretty fair. I mean, and I think it goes back to, you know, like gender roles. I mean, how we were brought up and that kind of thing. I think, you know, that's why you give, and of course this is changing now, but I mean, historically, little girls play with dolls and learn how to nurture and care about things. And, you know, boys are typically told, if you fall down, you get back up. You know what I mean? We haven't historically been, I don't know if the word is trained or conditioned to necessarily show that part of us. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So,
yeah,
I would
agree with that,
as,
Sean.
You know,
I think,
you know, passive things are changing, but, you know, I think when you look at people from our generation, we still kind of fall back into those type of roles when we, you know, when we become, when we marry.
I would agree with that, and I think you made a good point as well, is that how that's changing now, because in the generation that we came through, if a guy was sensitive, it was almost like that was something to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Qualina?
I was going to mention that, you know, as we're talking and talking about it and processing, I think one of the things that I come back to, or that I keep thinking about when I see Sean being quote unquote most vulnerable, is when he's with our daughter. You know, I see that tenderness and that gentleness, and I see that that nurturing, you know, because he's with our child, our daughter. And to me, that's great. That's wonderful. That makes me love him even more. So I think I'm still trying to process or wrap my head around what that looks like for when we use the word sensitivity or sensitive. Because I guess there are times when I want him to be sensitive based on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that makes sense. I think when I'm able to reflect on how I see my husband interact with my daughters, of course I want him to be more sensitive. And I would say he would probably say that I am the least sensitive in the relationship. And I think that that's probably also, again, you're a product of your environment. Coming up in a environment where you have parents also, that one may be more sensitive to than the other. You pick up those traits from their personality and you bring those into your relationships. Well, guys, it's been great having you guys discuss this topic on is your spouse too sensitive? I think you've given my listeners a lot to process and really think about. What would be your best advice in our last few minutes here that you would give to listeners deal with a sensitive spouse? You got 5 seconds. Hit it. Go.
Okay. I would think communication and understanding. I think you never know what someone is going through until you communicate and listen to that person. So I think just being open and honest, being open to understand what someone else is going through will help. Mr.
All
Royce,
right.
What do you have?
I would say patience and understanding, and that would be just kind of sometimes giving them the space to feel whatever it is that they're feeling and, you know, not necessarily having to say something, but just giving them the space to feel what they're feeling and when they're ready to have that conversation, be, you know, open to and receptive to it.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. You can catch another episode of The Real in Relationships with Carol first Fridays and third Fridays of the month at 5 p.m. Central Time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.